Masechet Chulin Perek Zayin Mishnah Hey Gid Anasa Shemit Basel Imagi. Somebody who cooks a Gid Anasa in a pot together with other Gidim that are mutter to eat. Bizman Shemakiro Benozni Tam. If after you cook the Gid Anasa with the other Gidim, you can tell which one of the Gid Anasa, so you can take it out of the pot. And now you want to eat the other Gidim, which are mutter. If the Gid Anasa did not give taste to the other Gidim, if there are 60 times the amount of Gidim Shohet or Keneged, the Gid Hanasa, in such a case, we can be sure that the Gid Anasa did not give taste to the other Gidim, and the other Gidim are mutter to eat, the Imla Kulanasu. But if the Gid Hanasa is no longer recognizable, after you cooked it with the other Gidim, you cannot tell which one is the Gid Hanasa, so you can't take it out from the pot, so all the Gidim are Asur, and you can't eat any one of the Gidim, and you are Mesufik on each one of the Gidim, maybe this is the Gid Hanasa, which is Asur to eat. Now, even if there's a rove of the other Gidim connected to Gid Hanasa, you have two of the other Gidim and only one of the Gid Hanasa, we would not say that the Gid Hanasa is Basel for rove. The reason being is that the Gid Hanasa is a Birya, an entity in itself, and the Dinei Midrabanan, a Birya, is not Basel. The Harotev Benozim Tam. But the gravy, or the sauce in which the Gidim are cooked in it, would be mutter if the Gid Hanasa did not give Tam to the sauce or the gravy. If, together with the other Gidim and the sauce, there are 60 times connected the Gid Hanasa, then the gravy would be mutter to eat, even in such a case which you can't eat the other Gidim, in such a case that you do not recognize which one is the Gid Hanasa, but you could count the Gidim Shoheter in the 60 connected the Gid Hanasa. If the Gidim Shoheter together with the gravy and the sauce are 60 connected the Gid Hanasa, then the Gid Hanasa did not give taste to the gravy, and the gravy is mutter to eat. V'chein chaticha shanavela, v'chein chaticha shodot tamet, shen is baslu ima chatichos. The same thing would be true if you have a piece of meat from an animal which is an avela that is also to eat, or you have a piece of fish that comes from a dog tame, a dog that is also, and you cook the avela or the dog tame in a pot together with other pieces of meat or fish which are mutter to eat. Bizman Shemakiron Benozim Tam. If after you cooked an avela or the dog tummy, you can still recognize which piece is an avela or the dog tummy, and you can take it out from the pot, then if an avela or the dog tummy did not give taste to the other pieces of meat or fish that was cooked with it, then you can eat the other pieces of meat or fish. If there are 60 times the amount of fish or meat connected to an avela or the dog tummy, then you can be assured that it did not give taste to the chatichos of Heter, and you can eat the other chatichos. V'imla kulanasuras. But if after you cook the dak tame or the novela together with other pieces of meat or fish which are mutter, you can no longer recognize which piece is the novela or the dak tame, in such a case you cannot eat any of the pieces at all, since you are mesupak on each piece, then maybe this is the dak tame or the novela. And even if you have a robe of pieces, so heter keneged the piece of iser, still, it would not be bottled. The reason being is that the chaticha of Issa, which we're talking about, is a very large piece of meat or fish. It's called the chaticha haruya lehitzchabe, a very large piece, which it would be honorable to give this piece to a guest. It would be the type of piece that you would serve an honored guest. This piece is very chashev, and therefore the Rabbanan said that the chaticha haruya lehitzchabe is not bottled, but wrote. Beharotev benozim tam. But the gravy or the sauce in which you cook the meat or fish in would be mutter if the dog tamer the novela did not give taste to the gravy. If the gravy together with the pieces of meat or fish that are mutter are 60 times connected the piece that is usher, then you can eat the gravy even if you can't eat the pieces of meat or fish because you can't recognize which one is a dog tamer or which one is an novela. But the gravy you can eat if there are 60 times of gravy and pieces of meat that are mutter connected, the piece that is us. Sechet Chulin Perek Zayin Mishnah Vav Noheg B'Tohora Ve'ena Noheg B'Tmeh. The Issur of Gid Hanasa is only by Behema Tohora. If you eat a Gid Hanasa from Behema that is mutter to eat, then you are Chayav Mafi. But the Issur does not apply to a Behema Tmeh, a Behema that is also to eat. If you eat the Gid of a Behema Tmeh, you are not Chayav for Gid Hanasa. Although you would be Chayav for eating the Gid because it's a chelek of the behemah tmeh, it's part of the behemah tmeh, you're not allowed to eat a behemah tmeh, but you're not chayav for the iser of Gid Hanasa. And there are those that hold that a Giranasa has no taste at all, and therefore if you eat a Giranasa from the behemoth man, since it has no taste, you would not be chayav at all. You wouldn't be chayav for eating gid, because there's no issur for eating a gid of a behemoth man. And you also would not be chayav for eating part of a behemoth man, since it has no taste. It's not considered a chelek of the basar of a behemoth man. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, achbit man. Rabbi Yehuda says the issur of Giranasa applies also to a behemoth man, a behemoth that is also to eat. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, b'halomi b'nei Yaakov nesar gid hanasa, adayim behemoth man muterzlan. Rabbi Yehuda said to the Chacham, I prove that the issur of Giranasa applies also to a behemoth man. As the issur goes back to the times of Yaakov. The pasuk says, by Yaakov, akem lo yachlu b'nei Yisrael gid hanasa. And in the times of Yaakov Avinu, there was no difference between a behemoth man and a behemoth tahora. The Torah had not yet been given, and therefore it was mutter to eat a behemoth man at that time. So when the Torah answered a gid hanasa, it applied also to a behemoth man. Amru lo, the Sinai ne'amar el shenechta b'mkoma. The Chacham responded to the Rai Rabbi Yehuda. That was the Torah said that you can't eat the gid hanasa. That was given to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. That was the Malach Asad to Yaakov. It's not the reason why we're not allowed to eat the gid hanasa. The reason why we can't eat the gid hanasa is because it was given as part of the Torah, as one of the Targ Mitzvahs to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. And the only reason why it was written after the fight that Yaakov had with the Malach is because that's the correct place for it. That's when the Malach Asad to Yaakov Avinu, so therefore that's where it is written, but that's not why we can't eat it. Just because the Malach told Yaakov Avinu that it can't be eaten does not offer it for us. The reason why we can't eat it is because it's part of the Torah, it's one of the Tariq Mitzvahs, and therefore since the reason why we can't eat it is because it was given to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai, and as part of the Torah also there's a difference between a behemoth man and a behemoth Torah, so therefore the Issur of Giranasa is referring only to behemoth Torah, not to behemoth man.